word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I thank you guys so much for joining me each and every Saturday morning, and particularly this Saturday. Hopefully your holiday was well. I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Now it's time to really talk about your home, the condition of your home, because I'm sure you had family and friends over for Thanksgiving. You're preparing for Christmas. But keep in mind, this holiday season is not so joyful or so pleasant for many people in our region. Hurricane Sandy, or rather Superstorm Sandy, really wrecked shop on a lot of people's property. And so they are really dealing with some hard times and some hardships this holiday season. And we want to spend some time talking about what you need to do in the event that you have some damage to your home, whether it's from a storm or an accident or who knows what. So we're going to talk about that. And I want you to sit back and relax, because as always, we get the day started with a bit of inspiration. Here's John P. Key.
it ain't over yet. Everybody say
Love that song. Good morning. Jesus is most certainly real. John P. Key giving us a little extra inspiration on this Saturday morning. Thanks again for joining me. Let me remind you who we are. We are Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I am your host. And let me invite you to join us on our Facebook page because, you know, we are very internet savvy. And I love the social network. It's a great way to stay in contact with one another throughout the week. Not to mention the fact that I definitely post some good things throughout the week. And I want you to be up on what's going on in the community. So go to Facebook.com and look for Praise in the City. Right now, I'd like to introduce you to my guest. He's a friend of the show. He's been to the show before. And I welcome him today. He's a citywide adjuster, and his name is Dorian West. Good morning, Dorian. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Tiffany. How are you doing?
Happy post-Thanksgiving. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanksgiving was good.
Oh, so good. The food was lovely. You know, family, friends. Uh-huh. Couldn't be any better.
All right. Glad to hear it. Well, unfortunately, like I mentioned at the top of the show, there are a lot of people who are really struggling this holiday season. It's not as joyful, excuse me, because their homes or property, homes or businesses have been damaged from Superstorm Sandy. And not just Superstorm Sandy, but, you know, throughout the year, any weather event could cause some damage to your home, whether it's a fallen tree or a crazy out of control driver runs into the side of your house. You know, there are some things we need to be aware of and prepared for. So first and foremost, when we're talking about homeowners insurance, what are the things that people need to have in their policy to protect them from events like that?
Well, first thing, I hate to say it, but the first thing people don't know about homeowners insurance is that it's separate from flood insurance. Flood insurance is a separate insurance that you need to buy. So you can have a great homeowners policy, but for the most part, it doesn't cover flood. It's totally separate.
You know, can I ask, why is that? Why isn't it just included, especially in regions that have a couple of rivers? Or are coastal.
That's interesting because it's all about what you know out here. And homeowners should know that flood insurance is separate. Like like you said, we're in Philadelphia. And there are waterways, and there's maps that shows waterways. And they know, the insurance company knows that they don't want to insure everybody for water because there's a good chance it might flood. So they'll be paying out a lot of money. And at the end, the companies will be losing money.
Sorry, I'm getting choked up here. Yeah, that's crazy. And then when you have situations like Superstorm Sandy show up, then what can a person do at that point if they didn't realize they either didn't have flood insurance or they just couldn't afford it? What options do they have?
Well, there are a few options. Well, number one, thanks to Hurricane Sandy being at its magnitude, the government is funding for this, so that's not a problem. But it's a sad thing. I'm gonna tell you the main thing people need to have done is be prepared for such a situation, and that's having some adjuster. It can be any adjuster. I work for Citywide Adjustments, but you can get any adjuster to come through and give your home inspection, and tell you what you need to have on your policy, mm-hmm. because every home is different and every area is different. Mm-hmm. And you have personal valuables that you may want to secure more than others. Mm-hmm. So it's all about being prepared.
Mm-hmm. All right. So say you live in an older home. I mean, older, like over 100 years old, and it has naturally some issues because it's over 100 years old and they're not hard to find in Philadelphia. How insurable are you, and what can you expect your premiums to be, especially with a house with that much age on it?
Well, I always say I'm always an advocate for the homeowner, and that's what public adjusters do. They advocate for homeowners. But with an older home, I'm pretty sure that they're not going to give you replacement costs. They're going to give you this thing what we call they're going to give you replacement costs. They're not going to give you what it costs to actually rebuild that home how it used to look. They're going to give you money. Like, let's say you had a plastered wall, which was the original. Now they're going to put in sheetrock. So they're not going to give you the money and the labor that it takes to get a plaster wall up. They're just going to give you enough money for sheetrock. So it's not your home. Basically, may not be as valuable as you think when it comes down to it.
Really?
And you need to, like I said, remember one thing is you need to have somebody that knows these things. Do not try to go against your insurance alone, because at the end, they're working to make money. You know, it's a business just like any other business. They're there to make money. You need someone in your corner that's going to advocate for the things that you need.
Is it really a good idea to combine your homeowner's insurance and your auto insurance under the same insurer, or does it make better sense to separate them?
Well, I can only talk from a personal standpoint. I like the option of having a homeowner's insurance connected to my home insurance.
Your car insurance.
Yeah, sorry, my car insurance. But I'm going to tell you one thing. First thing you need to do is pick a good homeowner's insurance. You know, the car is definitely not as worth it as your home. So pick a good home insurance and see what they have to offer with the auto insurance.
I see. So look at the homeowner's insurance first, which is so interesting because, I don't know, I know a lot of people who end up buying a car long before they buy a home. So they end up just, you know, going that route. So you're saying really do it the other way?
Well, if you have a really expensive home, well, let's just say we're talking about your home is over $100,000. Mm-hmm. You know, the average home in America is about $210,000. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say your home's about $100,000. Now we're going up to the $200,000 and $300,000. Now you have to realize that your house is the main priority. I mean, your house is going to house your car, depending on what type of home you buy. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a more priority for you.
Okay, interesting. We are talking about homeowner's insurance, what to do if you do have some damage to your home. We are getting into the freaky weather season. I call it freaky weather because, I don't know, when ice and snow start coming in, mixing with rain, all kinds of things happen. So you got power lines that come down and tree limbs that come down and people skidding on ice and end up in your living room, all that kind of crazy. So what is it that you need to know? That's what we're talking about today, the things that you need to know to be prepared in the event of an accident when you're talking about protecting your home. If you have any questions, reach out to us. This is a good time to ask those questions. If you're a new homeowner, if you've owned a home for a long time, if you're trying to figure out if you can qualify for FEMA funding, but you don't live in a, you know, a high water area, but you did get some water damage. Whatever questions you have, this is a good time to call in and ask Mr. Dorian West what you need to know. So reach out to us at 215-263-1039. Again, 215-263-1039. Now, I keep joking about this whole somebody ends up in your living room thing, but we've seen it on the news. It's happened a couple of times, and it's happened at businesses more than once. So instead of just talking about the homeowners, I'd like to talk about covering your business as well. What can you do if someone ends up in your lobby, in your living room, in your store, they drove into the building, broke the wall, the car is sitting in the building, are you covered for that? And if not, what specific lines do you have to have in your insurance to cover you for such an accident?
Well, that's an interesting question about commercial insurance. It is a little bit different than homeowner's insurance. But when you go through your policy with whoever you're adjusting, when you go through your policy, when you're first getting it, you need to state the value of the contents of your property. Mm-hmm. You need to know how much your property is worth personally. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait. Don't take it from your insurance company. I would go out and get personal advice on that.
Okay.
Once again, which a public adjuster can do for you. Mm-hmm. And make sure you detail, you know, what your things are worth, because once that accident happens, you know, and you might have to clean up stuff mm-hmm. immediately to get back into business. Mm-hmm. You're gonna lose out on some money there.
Right.
You know, that's why you need an adjuster or someone, an advocate, who's going to pay special detail to your concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, once again, it's all depends on the situation at hand.
Okay, so if you're reading the policy and you're pretty savvy with it, what lines do you specifically have to have in there that says, yeah, in the event somebody drives through my wall, I'm covered for X amount? Like, what does that look like in the policy?
Well, the policy has a declarations page in there, mm-hmm. and it basically states how much your property is worth, but it also has a part that says other content.
Mm-hmm.
The other content covers your merchandise in there, such as, you know, there's computers, there's whatever you're into, mm-hmm. machinery, stuff like that that's in there needs to be covered, you know. So once again, you have to state that.
Okay.
So
it's really more about the contents of what was inside the wall that was busted than the fact that the wall was busted.
Yeah, if there's structure damage, now we're talking money to repair mm-hmm. or redo the property. But we're talking once the car is inside the property, now what is it getting into? What is mm-hmm. it hitting? What is it destroying?
Gotcha.
And that price can go crazy, because you don't know what that person, they could be there doing inventions. It could be a hospital facility, you know.
Right.
So
right.
The price can range.
Okay.
You want to have that stuff covered, you know.
Okay.
There's different types of policies that you can get. There's a basic policy. There's a broad policy, and then there's a policy that covers basically all perils, what we say.
Mm.
And that's a good policy. But once again, no matter all these policies they have, flood insurance is separate.
All right.
And you need to know that.
Okay.
We're
going to come back to the flood part. I do want to get this question in before we go to break, because I know we're running late. We have to go to a break. But we have Q calling in from Bristol, PA. Q, good morning. You're live on the air. Hey, Q, are you there?
Hey. I contacted my insurance and everything.
I'm sorry, Q, we didn't hear you at first. Can you start over? I'm sorry. Good morning, Q. You're live on the air.
Yes, I have a question. Mm-hmm. I had one situation where I had water come through my garage, went inside my basement closet where I had to rip the carpet up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I contacted my insurance and everything. They sent me out, you know, paperwork and everything. And mm-hmm. they told me that this insurance that I have
mm-hmm.
is not there to protect me. Is there to protect them.
Hmm.
So I was just in a lose-lose situation, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you want to know from Dorian what exactly?
Yes, what can I do in a situation like that?
Okay, first of all, let me hear the first part. I didn't hear the first 20 seconds that you were talking.
I had water come through my garage.
Okay.
And it damaged my basement, damaged my closet. I had to, you know, rip out, you know, carpet and everything.
Oh.
And I called the insurance and everything. They told me, after they sent the paperwork and everything,
mm-hmm.
told me they're not there to protect me. They dare to protect themselves due to the kind of insurance I had.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I do have a friend that lives out in Bristol, PA, and I know that in some parts the electricity was out, power lines was out because trees fell down, bad winds. Storm damage. One thing I need to know, is your garage connected to your home?
Yes.
It is? Okay. That's one. Number two, is your policy. There's three types of policies that you could have. Well, you know, there's basic, broad, and then there's all perils. And depending on that, they could be right. You know, that's why you need, you need someone to come out and inspect your policy, inspect your home, before these damages happen, because once it happens, it's like a surprise, it's like a grab bag. And you need someone to go through and read your policy and see what's going on. It sounds, judging by what I'm hearing, it sounds like you have a basic policy.
Exactly.
And water would not be covered like water, like through your roof or anything, would not be covered. Water would only be covered if you had a specialist policy or a broad policy, and it would be called an accidental discharge of water because the water came through your roof, went through, you know, and started damaging. So once the water enters your home through the roof and you had a better policy, all those things under there would be covered if it was because of the water damage coming in from the beginning.
All right. Q, I hope that was helpful to you.
Yes.
All right. All right. God bless. And thank you so much for listening and for calling in. All right, you take care. Listen, we are running a little late. We got to go to break. But if you have a question about any damage to your home or business and you want to know, does my policy cover this or what should I look for when I'm reading that policy? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Praise in the City will return right after this.
Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to the second half of today's program. We are talking about homeowners insurance and also business insurance, what to do if you have damage to your property. We're here with Dorian West, and we're having a real good conversation. If you have any questions, this is the time to call in because we don't have that much time left in the show. So if you have a specific question, give us a call right now, 215-263-1039. Dorian, we were talking a little bit off mic about a couple of scenarios, and I just wanted to bring one to you in particular. What if you live or your business is sandwiched between two abandoned homes? Clearly, or abandoned buildings, whether they're homes or businesses. Clearly, they're not being kept, and they're going to be a hazard for your property at some point. What can you do as a property owner?
Well, as a property owner, one thing I would say before all this is being proactive. Mm-hmm. If you see these things ahead of time, then you need to try to do something about them.
Like what?
Like, I would go out there and I would try to at least keep the property clean. If you have to, if you're getting your roof cleaned or done, maybe tell them to go over there and make sure extra leaves or whatever's the problem is being taken care of. It might even cost you to get that drain cleared out just in case there's a storm. You notice there's water backing up onto your property. Mm-hmm. You may have to be proactive. But also, let's say something does happen. Let's say a flood happens and you have flood insurance or your roof is leaking now because it's taking on too much water. Mm-hmm. Well, you can still put in the claim with your insurance company. But what happens is they'll take care of you and they'll go after the person who is the cause of the problem. That's called subordination. So you'll get your funding for the damages if you're covered. And then the insurance company will go after who's at fault for the damage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if it's abandoned and you can't find the owner or the owner has passed on and there's no record or no, it's a dead end over there, what happens?
For the most part, it should be that's the insurance. That's what they're there for. Mm-hmm. They're there to insure you and ensure that your property is safe. So once your property has been as a loss, which you call as a peril, then the insurance is going to take care of you, and then they're going to find out who's the problem there. They're going to find out who's the cause of that problem. So you should be fine.
Okay, good stuff. Let's go to the phones. Couple people have some questions. Again, our phone number is 215-263-1039. Can you hear everything cool in headphones? All right, want to make sure so you can hear the callers. First, we have caller on line one. It's Tony calling in from East Oak Lane. Tony, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, thanks.
I have a question. I inherited two passenger vans, one 15-passenger van and one 7-passenger van that can also haul two wheelchairs, has a wheelchair lift. And I've got the business license, I got the incorporation, I'm building a website, all this. Now it's time to deal with the Public Utility Commission where you're required to have certain levels of insurance. And I called my insurance carrier that I have now, and they say that they don't really like to deal in that type of insurance because it's the high liability. But here in Philadelphia, I notice there's lots of transportation companies transporting people to the prisons, the VA hospital, things like that. And I'm having a hard time finding a link on the internet or something that will get me to where I could shop around for insurance. And I was wondering if dealing with like people that already are disabled or handicapped and things like that, is that a higher rate than transporting people that aren't handicapped?
I would reckon that it is. I would recommend that you call a public adjuster and let them go through your policy and also not just go through your policy, but talk about different people that carry the insurance that you're looking for. Because what you said something that the company that you were talking to said they don't feel comfortable giving out that insurance. They're basically saying that they don't want to do it. So
right,
what you need to do, you need to go around and look around for someone who wants to do it because you want to have a business, you want to be insured. They're just saying that they're not the person for the job. So
correct.
I would do some shopping.
And I actually went on the internet and typed in insurance quotes or something like that, but they were kind of like misleading. They were like pretending that they weren't Geico or pretending like they weren't something else. But once you got into it, start offering your information, it was one single company.
Mm.
I wonder, is there a site that is legitimately will search multiple companies for you?
There are some sites out there. What I would recommend, I could recommend somebody for you. His name is Harry Cantor.
Harry Cantor.
Yes.
Okay.
And his number is 267-688-6015. Okay, and what you can do, give them a call and tell them the specific problems that you're having, and I'm pretty sure he could find somebody, because he's been doing it for over 25 years. He can find somebody who's been through that exact problem and, you know, have you situated.
Oh, okay, I really appreciate it.
Not
thank
a problem.
Awesome. Tony, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Sia calling in from Philadelphia. She is calling on line two. Hi, Cynthia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed, thank you. How are
awesome.
You?
Oh, we're breathing on schedule, thank you.
All right. I was just calling to say I worked for a major insurance company for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, when they get a mortgage, they get a policy along with their mortgage,
mm-hmm.
and they think they've got a homeowner's policy.
Mm.
But that is just a basic policy,
mm-hmm.
and the only thing that it does is to protect the mortgage company
mm-hmm.
and the insurance company.
Mm.
You have to have a homeowner's policy to protect yourself. I heard the gentleman talking about the water coming into his house.
Right.
That's what made me call.
Okay.
When you get a mortgage, you need to call an insurance agent
mm-hmm.
and have them work you up a homeowner's policy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is in Pennsylvania, I don't know the other states, but I know in Pennsylvania it's an HO3 or better.
Okay.
But you don't want to get anything less than an HO3 mm-hmm. because in cases like that, there is nothing. And it's good to include replacement cost value
mm-hmm.
on the building and the content.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a total loss,
mm-hmm.
and you're covered, and you don't have that,
mm-hmm.
they're going to pay you actual cash value.
Okay.
So if you have a TV that you paid $500 for,
mm-hmm.
and you've had it for 3 years, they're only going to give you maybe $100 for that TV.
Yep.
Mm.
But for an additional $10 or $15 a month, you can put replacement cost value on your building and your content.
Mm-hmm.
So they will pay what it costs to replace it for like kind and quality.
Mm. Okay. That's good. That's good to know. That's good information. Thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome, and you
thank
all
you.
Have a blessed holiday.
All right. You do
yes,
the
you
same.
Too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome. That's so good. I'm so glad she said that because, you know, for people who are out there who are excited about the prospects of owning their first mm-hmm. home, they're preparing for it, they're saving for it, they're getting their credit together if it's not already together. And then there's this part of it. Then there's the whole property taxes, homeowners insurance, and you're looking at, I got this mortgage, I got this car, I got this family, and now I got to do this too. Yeah. What advice would you give to that person who is sitting there trying to map out their future, looking at the home? What things do you want to say to them before they even make the purchase of the home?
I'm going to tell you right now, the lady just made a serious point. And I want to tell you that realtors are not in business in getting you the right insurance for your home.
Mm-hmm.
Realtors are in business to sell the home. If you're having difficulties around when it's time to buy the home and mm-hmm. you're trying to manage what your money can do, mm-hmm. I would recommend that you do not sell yourself short with the insurance.
Mm.
Don't do it. It's like buying something major and not securing it properly.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as something's going to happen, and we're talking about homes,
mm-hmm.
something will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't insure it properly, then mm-hmm. you're going to be at a loss at some point in your life.
So it sounds to me like, well, besides the fact that I happen to be a research nut anyway, I like to research stuff, but I know everybody isn't like that. What types of research would you encourage, if not strongly encourage, people to do before purchasing a home with insurance in mind? And, you know, research on the area, the neighborhood, you know, all that type stuff.
You just said it. You have to become that person who's going to do research. You have to be concerned about your property because you're going to be the number one advocate for your property when anything's mm-hmm. happening to it. You cannot take a back seat when it comes to purchasing homeowners insurance. Like when you just get that money to purchase your home, you need mm-hmm. to really include having the quality insurance. You may have to, you know how they say, give me the Carfax?
Mm-hmm.
You might have to tell that realtor agent, okay, this is this is an insurance I can get, but show me a good one I can get, you know, or
okay.
We have to look into that because if you don't insure your home properly, trust me, you're gonna have to revisit this once again. You're gonna be down the line, like you said, we have a Hurricane Sandy, mm-hmm. and you're going to realize like, oh man, what is my insurance now? What does my insurance cover? Being prepared lets you know that you already know these things before a disaster happens,
mm-hmm.
before a simple leak happens that can turn into a lot more damage than you think.
I have a question I want you to think about for a minute. I want to take this phone call. Again, we have a few more minutes left in the program. If you have any questions, reach out to us at 215-263-1039. Think about this. It's wintertime. There's ice on the ground. The city has not de-iced your street. Someone skids down the street and runs into your home. Can you sue the city? Think about it. All right, let's take the call from NJ. He's calling from Germantown. Or NJ.
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
Yes, hello.
The city had a revitalization program that you can fix houses up like that, bad in your neighborhood, giving you trouble. And somebody came through in the Germantown area just last month. I was sick during that time. But I would like to know whether he know anything about that program.
The revitalization program?
Yeah, it's a grant. You can fix houses up in your neighborhood that the city.
I can only talk from experience. And from experience in trying to purchase homes in certain neighborhoods, you have to go to, in that specific neighborhood, we'll have programs. Like there's, you can actually, if you go inquire about that home, you can find out in that specific neighborhood that they may have some additional monies available for you if you're trying to purchase a home in that area.
And it's really for to fix the bad houses up in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name of that? I'm sorry. Revitalization?
Yeah.
That's okay.
I got a little cold.
That's okay. No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Revitalization. It's a is that the name of the program, or is that something we need to Google and look up and put Philly behind?
It's under city program, like the housing or hood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they give you grants if you're interested in fixing houses up in your neighborhood that's run down.
Okay, so I'm gonna have a search put out on that because I'd like to know a little bit more about that program myself. All right, thank you so much, NJ. I appreciate the phone call.
All right, I'm enjoying your program. I always like these type of programs.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
All right.
Okay, take care. So, yeah, I asked you, can you sue the city if your street is not cleared, it's iced up, and someone skids into your home? Is that an issue where you sue the city?
Oh, once again, I told you about a word earlier called subordination.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this would fall in there as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you take it up with your insurance company, mm-hmm. and your insurance company will go ahead and handle the rest of that. They'll find out who owes them money now, mm-hmm. because your insurance is there to insure your home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we would, that's how it should be handled.
Okay.
You go ahead, like any other claim, mm-hmm. and go through your insurance company, and they'll go ahead and try to get their money back, mm-hmm. through the city. You, mm-hmm. shouldn't have to worry about that. Like, this is why you buy homeowners insurance,
mm-hmm.
so that when these things happen and people want to fall on your property or fall down the steps, it might even be family, you know, this is what the insurance is there to do for you.
Okay, great. Here we have one last question for the morning. I think it's Duran. Is that you?
Yes, it's Duran Miller.
Duran from North Philly, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning to both of you. I live in Mount Airy, other city, Mount Airy, and I have a tree that's at the corner of my house, and mm-hmm. the tree roots broke the pipes underneath about
Ouch.
3 years ago.
Ouch.
I called the city. Mm-hmm. They said that the tree belongs to the tree department, the tree department in Fairmount Park Tree Department.
Mm-hmm.
I called them up. Nobody wants to be responsible, but they told me that if I didn't get the problem rectified in 3 days, that I would have to leave my house because it was the sewage was backing up in the back.
Mm.
And it cost me $9,000 because they said now the tree belongs to me. Well, to make a long story short, huh? I kept writing in letters and I kept calling. And they finally sent me a letter back stating that they were going to remove the tree.
Mm-hmm.
The tree fell down on the house, so I'm standing there.
Oh, Lord.
Ouch.
So, you know, the homeowners came out. They took care of that problem. But my issue now is the city liable for that tree and for my $10,000 that I paid to get those pipes fixed, because they stated that they were going to come and remove the tree. And why would you remove a tree that you're saying is my tree?
Okay, so good question, and we're going to have to end on that. So, Dorian, I'm going to need you to answer that quick because we have actually run out of time. Duran, I am so sorry to hear that. Dorian, what do you have to say?
Duran, this is a tricky situation. I want you to call me as soon as you can. My number is 215-869-1200. That's 215-869-1200. I work for Citywide Adjusters. I will be glad to talk to you about your problem. I'll be glad to put the team on, who's been doing it for over 25 years, about your situation. And that's all I can tell you right now. It's real tricky, and it's a shame, because I need to know, like, when did this happen? Like, what year did this happen? You know, depends on when you're going to put the claim in. It's real tricky. And then who's liable? You know, what did the tree originally do? Like, where was the pipes? You know,
all right,
where the trees? It's real interesting.
And unfortunately, you guys are going to have to talk about that off air. And I really hope you get that rectified. I'm so, so sorry. But thank you so much for calling in. And I hope the program was helpful to you today.
Yes, it was. Thank you very much. Enjoy
all
your
right.
day.
All right. You all right, do the same. We have run out of time. But thank you, Dorian. Thank you so much for coming on, for providing us with great information.
No,
give the phone number again so people can reach you.
I'm Dorian West. Give me a call at 215-869-1200. I work for Citywide Adjusters. And you have a blessed day, people. May God bless all of us.
All right. Amen. Much love going out to Aaron for being my producer for today. You've done an awesome job.
Yes, you did.
Stay tuned. We have Marriage Beyond the Vows coming up next. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Bye-bye.